Now, residents in northern Wisconsin's Vilas County are concerned about how the State Department of Natural Resources is applying its water quality standards when it comes to logging and timber sales along shorelines. The DNR says it's been following its own rules, but an investigation is now underway by an outside organization. Danielle Kading is a WPR reporter based in Superior. She's been following the story. I talked with her earlier today. Danny, can you tell us what standards these two northern Wisconsin residents are accusing the DNR of not following?
Yeah, so the Wisconsin DNR has forestry standards for protecting water quality, specifically near, you know, forestry activities like logging. And so they're accusing the DNR of violating their own best management practices to protect water quality near areas, near lakeshore areas that have been logged.
And can you tell us what your initial concerns were, where they first noticed them?
Yeah, this is something that started when, you know, these two friends, they got together and they were going out for an early morning hike back in 2020 in the Northern Highland American Legion State Forest near the town of Boulder Junction in northern Wisconsin. And so they were out walking and then they started seeing paint marks on the trees and they knew that, you know, that designates or you typically designates a timber sale. And so as they got closer and closer to the water, they started to become concerned about the trees that were marked for harvest and felt that it was really a heavy cut or appeared to be what would be a heavy harvest near the lakeshore.
And how close to a lakeshore does the DNR allow itself to harvest timber?
Yeah, under the DNR's best management practices, they recommend a riparian management zone or this buffer zone of 100 feet or more whenever there's a harvest near the lakeshore. And that's to protect water quality. The DNR does have the ability to adjust, you know, those buffer zones as they see fit, as long as it doesn't impact water quality.
And the two residents we've mentioned first noticed this on Whitney Lake in Vilas County. Did they see a similar thing in other nearby lakes?
Yeah, and Whitney Lake was just the first one where they became concerned. And after that, they began a more extensive process and actually kind of initiated their own evaluation where they independently went out and looked at 15 lakes in northern Wisconsin. And on some of these lakes, they actually went and counted every single tree that was marked for a harvest in that zone. And so what they found through their own investigation is that the DNR was violating its own standards on 9 out of 15 lakes, or that's what they're accusing the DNR of.
So these concerns were brought to the DNR. What was the response from the agency?
The DNR met with these two residents and discussed their concerns. They discussed it through emails and through field visits, but these residents still felt that they weren't in compliance with the state's own standards to protect water quality. And so basically they asked for a special audit from the DNR's auditor, SCS Global Services, who conducts annual audits of the agency every year just to measure whether or not they're meeting requirements to retain their Forest Stewardship Council certification. And that certification basically ensures that, you know, any products that come from the state's forests meet environmental, social, and economic benefits. And it helps wood products from the state of Wisconsin to remain competitive in global markets.
We're talking with Danielle Kading right now, WPR reporter based in Superior, looking at a story of two residents in northern Wisconsin accusing the DNR of not following its own standards when it comes to how close timber harvesting is allowed nearby a shoreline. And Danny, what was the result of that audit that you mentioned?
So the result of that special audit, at first, the DNR's auditor found that the first lake that they had initially filed complaints over, Whitney Lake, that timber sale had in fact failed to comply with the DNR's best management practices or standards for water quality because trees were cut less than 100 feet from the lakeshore and they weren't evenly distributed across the landscape. But the DNR appealed those findings, and last year the auditor kind of reversed course and said there was a misunderstanding between how the DNR and residents viewed that buffer zone and where it started. And so basically they said that this spot painted red line that marked trees in that zone was actually an area where logging equipment was not allowed, and it didn't designate that riparian management zone where they don't recommend that you harvest.
And what was the response of the residents then to those findings of those audits?
Well, they thought that that special audit was faulty and flawed. They were very upset with SCS Global Services and their findings. And so basically they decided they were going to go to the auditor's auditor and ask this group from Germany, Assurance Services International, to conduct their own investigation and look into the auditor's findings and see whether or not the DNR is in fact violating their own standards to protect water quality at these logging sites near lakeshores.
So, Danny, there's a lot going on here. What is the next step that you have your eye on?
Yeah, so the next step is that Assurance Services International has agreed to investigate residents' complaint. They're going to be conducting an on-site visit of some of these sites that are contested. And they haven't scheduled a visit yet, to my knowledge, but residents are hoping that that will take place sometime this summer.
Well, we'll leave it there and keep an eye on this story. Danny, thanks for getting us up to speed.
Thanks, Dean.
Danielle Kading is a WPR reporter based in Superior. She talked with us today about concerns raised by two Vilas County residents about logging practices by the state DNR near lakes in northern Wisconsin.